that which was. The genesis of life is not when breath was given to you. The genesis of life is the day you journey to that which was in the beginning. If you have not traveled that far to make contact with that which was, you have no life. You were not created to be creative. You were created as a channel that flows God to a generation. You are a conduit pipe. Everything you do will be mundane, and it will have no value in Zion, except as you are connected to Elohim, to a generation. Everything we see is supposed to be a proponent of that which was from the beginning. That's what the conference has come to achieve in your life. He said in Psalm 42 verse 7, they that journey to the deep. He said, deep, call it unto deep. It is the craving in the heart of God. What's happening to my sound? See, even me who is teaching, I need to be connected. I'm not talking because I've read the Bible. For me to be fresh, I must be connected. So, don't truncate me. If you want to do Bible study, we can sit down and start doing Bible study. But if you want me to teach deep matters, I have to connect. That's why I need the sound. It's not the show. If wisdom does not bubble from your within, you can't be fresh. God is moving. God is a movement. What you knew about God yesterday is past. He is in another location in the spirit. You can't bless people because you know. What you know, they know it too. All of us read the Bible. It is the freshness of God you bring that blesses people. Let's start. Be mustering in tongues. You know, you are not blessed because you heard something new. You are blessed because a new layer is open from what you have been hearing. So the same thing you have been hearing before, you can hear it, but another chamber of that reality is open to you. And then you discover that there is another room here that you have not entered. When you journey into God, there are many rooms. There's a room in heaven called the room of wine. When you enter there, you'll be drunk for a long time. You'll be drunk. Because the essence of that room is to intoxicate you with God. That's where people like Paul entered and said, Paul and Barnabas, these be the men that hazarded their lives for the gospel. They were so drunk that they became unreasonable. If you tell Paul, this is where men die, that's where he's taking the gospel. He's no longer thinking, he's drunk. It is the wine that conducts his motion. There's a place in heaven called the table of wisdom. When you come to the table of wisdom, the oracles of God are kept in chronicles and slates, and it will be read to you. And God can say one thing, you will run with it for a lifetime. And you will not exhaust it, you will hand it over to your son. Your son will, he came to Abraham, he said, I am El Shaddai. Abraham studied the syllables of El Shaddai for 176 years. He didn't exhaust it. He handed it over to Isaac. Isaac studied El Shaddai. Isaac didn't exhaust it. He handed it over to Jacob. And three generations could not exhaust El Shaddai. When he came to Moses, he now said, I revealed myself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai. That was the syllables I gave to them. Now you come and interact with Jehovah. The reason Moses could command the Red Sea to part, the reason Moses could wrought wonders and Abraham didn't, was because they were studying different syllables in the heart of Elohim. One of them in the abundance of God. So Abraham knew no lack. Even when Isaac sold in a dry land, he received a 100-fold reward. But Moses didn't know that dimension. Moses knew a dimension of power because Jehovah means Almighty. So when Moses comes, Moses may not have food, but if he comes before the Red Sea will open. Because one knows El Shaddai, another one knows Jehovah. That's what deep means, is to travel in the bellies of Elohim. The reason competition will die is not because we become reasonable. It's because all of us become explorers of different dimensions of God. So when you show up, you are too saturated with a dimension that you won't notice what's happening on the other side. So while that one is flowing with word of knowledge, you are flowing with power. All of you will change your generation. It's a depth. Christianity begins when men begin to travel.
They that journey to the deep, they see the wonders. The wonder. The wonders of God are not in shallow places. The shallow places are for babes. What sons do is that they migrate. They journey in search of inheritance. Because there is something in God that the world have not seen. There are certain things that are kept. When John journeyed into the bellies of Yahweh, he came to a point, he heard the voice of the seven thunders. He wanted to write, he said, no, don't write it. These ones are not letters for men. These ones are heritages that are kept in secret places for those who can journey the path of sacredness. If you come there, you will find it. If you don't come there, you will never see it. That's why I told you it's a journey. You must travel out of flesh. You must experience the civilization that is beyond time. The things that are locked up in time are for mortals. And if you journey by the economy of mortality, you can't make progress in life. The things that make men count are the things that are locked away from the corridors where mortals are restricted. They are the depths of reality. They are in the regions of the immortals. And only men who can travel out of time can make contact with things that are hollow. They were locked up in God. Paul said these things are locked from the foundations of the world for our glory. Christianity is a walk. It's a journey in the Holy Ghost. It's not a religion. Knowledge is not what you know. Knowledge is what you experience. It's a depth. It's a depth-based reality. Where have you traveled to in God? Deep, call it on to deep. Sometimes when that river begins to trouble itself, it's looking for who we dive in. Because there are moments where Elohim begins to glow. Elohim, he begins to glow. And another dimension that have never been seen. That is the civilization of heaven. Heaven is actually an evolution of the dimensions of Elohim. So every time he glows, the 20 and 4 elders, they fall down. We have been there for ageless aeons, but we've not seen this one. And then when they lift their voice, they want to sit on the throne. Then he glows again. And then they say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy. People have crowns. People have thrones, but they've never sat on it. They are always prostrated. Because when they stand up and wear their crown and they want to sit up, then Elohim glows again. And they see another dimension. They fall down. Mantakibo Beraki da Siga. Death is not son of life. It is separation from reality. Where men can no longer see the beauty and the brightness of Elohim. Have you journeyed beyond the veil before? You know, Jesus came and said, this is life. This is life. In case you are mistaking life for breath, life is not breath. It's the experience of Elohim. How much of him have you experienced? Because there is a journey to the deep where you see the wonders of God. And the truth is that you were crafted in the image of God. But for that image to evolve out of you, you must behold him. Because we all, with open faces, behold him as in a glass. That is when our realities manifest. Your reality will be locked up until you can journey to the deep places of God. And when you see it, suddenly you discover that your tongue is not for talking. Your tongue is a weapon of war. And when God wants to judge eternity, the hand of God will come upon you. He will take you there. And when you speak, the right hand of power will show up. That's when you will discover that your eyes are not to lead you. Your eyes are to search the secret things in the chronicles of heaven. So men can come without direction. Your eye now is a compass for a generation. And then you tell the person, you are in Anambra, but I see you in Lagos. The reason you are supposed to be in Lagos is because before you were born, God raised you to be a watcher in Lagos. So you now become the compass of many generations. But that eye will be locked until you journey to the deep places. So Jesus came. He said the first thing about the deep places are the spiritual infrastructures that are put in place to make and to necessitate for travel. And he said the first thing is that man shall not live by bread alone. If man live by bread alone, man will remain outside the veil. Because life is the experience of God. There's an infrastructure put in place to take you to that place where you can experience God. And he said the first thing is that in addition to bread, you must add another menu to what you eat. And he said, man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is not what is written in the Bible necessarily. It is part of it. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is called the Rhema, the proceeding word of God. So every time God shows up, there is something he's talking into your spirit. As you catch that word, the word carries you higher. John said, I was in the isle called Patmos for the testimony of God. And I heard a voice behind me as of a trumpet as I turned. When he turned, he didn't hear the voice. He saw seven golden lampstands. And he saw Jesus walking in between the lampstands. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is a vehicle of transport in the spirit. In Revelation chapter 4, he said, as I heard that same voice, I turned, a door opened in heaven, and I was carried to heaven. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. There is an economy that life must be shrouded with in order to pick the proceeding word. The reason we are not out of the veil and we can't come to the deep places to see the wonders of God is because we are not latching to the vehicles of transport.
Of Christians are confused. I'm a counselor. More than 50% of preachers are confused. Because the preceding word is lacking. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, they said in those days the voice of God was scarce. The ewe lamp in the tabernacle had gone out. And the eyes of Samuel had become dim. Dim. So the civilization of heaven began to roll out of Zion. Roll away from Israel. So Israel became a people without a God. Because when every word that proceeds from God is no longer reaching you, what is happening is that heaven is rolling away from you like a canopy. You can be flooded with activity, but there will be no life. Because the testimony of life is a testimony of intimacy. The testimony of life is a journey of communion. The testimony of life is the witness of koinonia. And what necessitates and makes for that testimony to be viable and vibrant in the life of a man is his ability to catch every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We have become chasers of bread. So everything we do is for our belly, including ministry. The packaging, everything is for our belly. And when we pursue our belly, we run away from Zion. So Jesus said the way to journey into Zion is to pursue the preceding word. And sometimes to catch the preceding word, you will be locked away for 7 days. That's what I taught you yesterday. Go and shut the door for 7 days and stop speaking to men. The noise from the voice of men have blinded you from the spirit realm. Sometimes you even go to sleep, you are still hearing a song that was sung by a secular artist. And that noise, the voice of God is not clear because it is loud. It's clear because it's distinct. So when he speaks, even if it comes like an echo, you can pick it like the voice from many nations. A distant land, you can hear it. It comes and it pierces the heart of a man. But when the noise becomes too much, it chokes and diffuses the proceeding word of God. I told you, some of us need to lock away because our handsets have become our grave. It has buried us from reality.
In those days, the voice of God was cast.
It's not only in those days. Sometimes it's in our lives. The voice. And when the voice of God becomes cast, you are no longer a man. Because the prescription of Jesus for a man is not somebody with two eyes, a nose, and two ears. The description of God of a man is one that lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So sometimes when you appear and you say, I'm a man of God, when they check from Zion, you are an amoeba. You don't have a form. You don't have a form. Because the spirit of seduction comes and it drags you. The spirit of pride comes, it drags you. The spirit of lust comes, it drags you. And when God is talking, you can't pick the vibration. Meanwhile, the witness of your existence comes from that which proceeds from the mouth of God. So the proof that you are a man that has a signature in Zion is that you eat every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This is the first secret of journeying into the realm beyond. He said, I did found thy word and I ate it, and it became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. The word joy and rejoicing is not happiness. It's actually the formation of a new civilization, a new order, a new operation was erected in your spirit. And your spirit man becomes a mast, a tower in heaven. So much so that even if an angel passes by, you can pick his vibration. He said in Genesis chapter 18 verse 1, Abraham sat in front of the tent by the gates of Mamre, and he saw three men walking by. And Abraham knew that these were not mortals. He knew that these men, they are gods. This is not a man. And he ran to them. He said, sirs. Meanwhile, the men that those civilizations have not been born in them, he said, angels come to them in the form of men. They don't recognize them. The reason is because that mast has not been erected. Joy and rejoicing in my heart is not happiness. It's a mast. A mast in the spirit that can download dimensions of Zion. So that which is in the heaven, you can bring it to your own environment. So you become like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. They have been reduced to talk. We talk about things, preach about things that we don't know. And even the principalities are no longer moved. You come, you say you are challenging the gates of this city. The same thing you prayed against happens the next day. They are reminding you that you are just talking. They know the voice of watchers when they utter their oracles. They know. When a watcher speaks, it brings judgment. In Daniel 4:17, he brought a judgment against the king. And he didn't say God spoke. He said, this is the decree of the watchers. The judgment of the holy ones. The ranking angels in Zion that keeps the jealousy of God. If you violate it, they will judge you. He said, I, Gabriel, that standeth in the presence of God, I bring you this testimony and you doubt me. He said, you will be dumb until the day happens. He didn't consult with God. He is a watcher. But we talk. Our numbers now count for nothing. In the days of the apostles, three men can hold hands together and pray and shut down the nation. Only Paul and Barnabas entered the city and they said, these be the men that turned their words upside down. They have come to us. A whole city was afraid of two men. And Paul taught Timothy the same principle. In 1 Timothy 4:13, he said, until I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation and to doctrine. He said, give thyself wholly to these things. Holy. You don't see the spirit realm by closing your eye tight. You enter the spirit realm because you eat every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Sometimes you may be sleeping and your spirit man will come alive because your spirit doesn't sleep. Your spirit is a router. Always searching in case God will utter his voice. Because the only thing that feeds your spirit is that which comes from the presence. So even while you have eaten,
You are tired, you are sleeping. Your spirit is still awake. It's waiting just in case the waters are troubled. Because there's a civilization that must be downloaded into you. I told you yesterday that one of the expressions of somebody who is doing business in deep waters is a madman. Sometimes, when it's strong, very serious dry season, around 3 a.m., then you see the madman running and excited. You are the one in this world. It's not with you. It's in another dimension. And the reality of that dimension superimposes on this one. While you are yet catching cold, he's running naked. He doesn't even notice whether there was cold or heat. He's in another dimension. If you do an analysis on the spirit of men, you'll be amazed. Some of us are lanky in the spirit because our spirit man have been starved for 10 years. Garbage have filled our soul, but we can't hear the proceeding word. We can't hear. If only you will hear. If only you will hear. You will come alive. Because when the voice of God comes to you, it doesn't come to educate you primarily. It comes to give you life. Said the words I speak, they are spirit. They are life. In John 5:25, it said, even the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear him shall live. Lazarus, come forth! And him that was dead came back to life. The bubbles of life, they are dependent on the degree to which you can receive the proceeding word. The first journey beyond the veil is the journey through the word of life. What is the economy of securing that voice? He said, I will stand on my watch. And I will watch to see what he will say to me. And he will speak and say, write the vision. So the way to secure that word is by waiting upon the Lord. We are too busy. The devil knows. That's why he gives you a mobile phone. He gives you all kinds of things. So that even while you are in the bus traveling, you can't wait. Even when you go to sleep, he gives you a headphone. And you are listening to the video. And then you slip into Hades. You don't know the activity of spirit. Those days when I began to learn this, I'll be listening to a message and the person is talking about angels. And I start dreaming about those angels. And then I wake up, I say, oh boy, I don't enter another realm. Then I now discover it's the message I was listening. When you slept off, the utterance became animated in your sleep. Because God is still speaking. And your spirit is the one listening to the message, not your ear. So even while your ear went to sleep, your spirit is still alive. So the devil loads us with distraction, loads us with all kinds of things, and we keep deadening our spirit. He said, but the man who wants to begin the journey out of time into the realms immortal, what he does is that he masters the economy of waiting. Waiting is actually a protocol that begins with separation and isolation and gazing. First, you separate yourself. When you separate yourself, what happens is that the natural sequence of starvation is set in motion. Because separation is a detachment from those things that were feeding your soul. The movies, the charts, the friends, and the noise of this world that strengthens lust in your spirit, in your soul. You detach from it. And when you starve a being for a long time, the powers give off and the being dies. So after separation, then consequence is activated.
Waiting is not closing your eyes. Sometimes it will take you 14 days to begin to wait. Because depending on how deep you have been webbed into this civilization, you know, some people are so tied into this civilization that they can discern even the energy. It may take some of us 1 month to wait.
When separation is achieved,
then we begin to gaze on the light of his countenance. And when those organic protocols are set in motion, you will now discover that your soul becomes still. And he said, be still, and then you will see the salvation of God. You will know the salvation of God. That's when the word of God begins to come to you. You can be in church. That the preacher is speaking loud does not mean you are hearing. Proof that you didn't hear is that it will not transform and it will not enliven you. The moment you step out, you will discover even the things your ancestors taught you when you were a child is stronger than what you heard from church yesterday. The thing is because your soul has been blocked with noise. You can't hear the proceeding word. When a man begins the journey of tapping into the frequency of the proceeding word, the life of God becomes strong in him. And that life begins to rule him. What that life does is that he brings him into experience of God. Because that life is the life of God. The agenda of God in the realms of Zion, a man is one that can receive the proceeding word. If the proceeding word has become scarce, then it's possible that you are no longer a man. Can I surprise you? A man can become anything. The Bible spoke of Og, the king of Bashan. It said they were beastly men. The men had wickedness, evil, had altered their engineering. They became like beasts. He says some of them were like lions. These men were beastly. They were not a man. When you follow a spirit for a long time, you become a similitude, a likeness of that spirit. So there are certain men that are demons. So he said, for you to be a man that God can recognize, you must be sensitive to picking the vibration of the proceeding word. And he said, everyone God speaks concerning your life, you should download it. Because those words are the building block of your spiritual DNA. Teaching us is Jesus, because he's showing us the economy of living from heaven. You know, in John chapter 3 verse 13, Jesus made a statement. He said, the Son of Man which is in heaven, he was walking on earth. Jesus didn't live from earth, he lived from heaven. And that's why the realities around him were realities of heaven. And that is the same sentence that is on every believer. We are not supposed to live like mortals. We are supposed to live like immortal beings, because the life in our spirit is an immortal life. But the way to strengthen that life and give it capacity to rule is when we begin to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. When a Christian is about to make decisions, that's when you discover how daft he is as touching matters of immortality. Every word God spoke to you, you can't forget it. You know why? He didn't tell you to hear. Those words are the building block of your spirit man. So those words have become part of you. And you'll be shocked, there are over 1,000 Christians that have no word in their spirit. So they are no longer men. They can be any other thing. That's why the spirit realm is so far. An angel comes into the building and you say, the angel of the Lord is here. The person is looking around because he only sees with this one. He only hears with this one. And Jesus says, such are blind. Because the eye is not necessarily for seeing. The eye is the light of your life. So they are without light. They are full of darkness. You want to journey. You must master the art of operation. The art of gazing upon him. And the art of stillness. So that the voice of God can come to you. Else, when you become old, you will discover that you didn't live in this realm. You only breathed, but you didn't live. And somebody said, when the road is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. I am sure that I'll be there. Because I will not be there because the end of the age have come. I will be there because even right now I'm participating there. The heaven some of us are waiting for rapture to take place to go to. Some men are living from there now. Somebody came from heaven this morning. As I'm talking to you now, somebody is in a meeting in heaven now. One of my mentors, he was sitting, while he was yet preaching, a door opened for him to go for a meeting. He looked at the door and he said, Kai, I won't go now because my wife is with a little child. If I go, what will happen to her? He was yet preaching. The same preaching we are preaching and we cram scriptures and we are careful to follow the exegesis. Somebody else is preaching until he entered an energy level that he was to be raptured. Bob Jones sat in his house one morning when Rejoiner came to him. Happy that he had an encounter with Jesus yesterday. And before he began to speak, Bob Jones told him, Jesus came to you yesterday. That encounter you are having is the realm where others are living. Me, Jesus doesn't come to me again. I travel to heaven. I go there to have meetings. There is something called the Galactic Council. Every decision happening in different territories, there are men that concluded before it happened. Before it happened in Sodom, Abraham was summoned to the Galactic Council. He concluded before Sodom went down. Abraham was the one that said, unless there are no 10 righteous men, but if there are up to 10 righteous men, let Sodom stand. The reason Sodom went down was because the verdict that came from the Galactic Council was that if you don't find 10 righteous men, burn down the city. And the angels found 3. What happens in Abba is decided. What happens in Umuahia, what happens here is decided by mortals, not by angels only. They are called the watchers. Because they do business with the proceeding world. Meanwhile, you are in your own family. People are dying. You don't know why. Because you don't know what Christianity is. You thought you became part of an organization that called the name of Jesus. If you know who you are. Do you know in the demonic coven, when they come for meetings like this, part of what they do is that they look for people that have light. They know these ones have potentials. They select them. They don't teach everybody like this in the demonic coven. They teach you based on the knowledge you can handle. So when they come to the demonic coven, they separate people based on the measure of light that is on their head. And in the demonic coven, there are certain people, the people we put by default in children's church because we have no insight into spiritual intelligence. Because you are 10 years below, you must be in children's church. In the demonic coven, it doesn't work like that. there are some 10-year-old that the energy on their spirit can make is the energy of a grandmaster. Those ones are not in children's church in the demonic oven. They separate them and they expose them to things that will teach them the skills in darkness. And somebody who is 10 years can be a queen of the coast. But here, because we are separated from light, we have no understanding. So long as you are 10 years old, you'll be in children's church. Who told you the spirit of that person is a child? That's why even you don't know who you are. You think it's when you are 30 years old that you will change your world. Because they didn't teach you that the measure of your spirit is different. There are some of you here now who should hear the word of God consistently for 1 year. Because you are already behind in your spiritual calendar. According to the slate of Zion, at 15 you should be shaking the whole eastern region. But you didn't know. Your spirit man is weak because you have not entered the economy of the proceeding world. I went on a 40 days fast, and on the 21st day, I was tired. Hunger, my physical body was giving way. My neck became so long, I couldn't go out anymore. I laid inside as if I was dying. And suddenly, a creature entered my room. An ancient man. White all over, with white beards everywhere. And when I saw him, naturally I was afraid. I wanted to jump up. I discovered I was immobilized. Even my finger couldn't move. And when the man stood before me, as he looked at me, my spirit came out of my body. And he began to talk. His voice was like thunder. And while he was speaking, the scriptures were opening. And my spirit became so energized and began to float in the room. When he finished and left, for 2 weeks, if I talk to you, you'll fall down. If you begin to hear the preceding word, you will discover that masturbation is not weakness. Masturbation is a sign that your spirit is dead. Because when you come alive, those things will irritate you. When my mom died, I said, God, Christianity is a lie. How can this happen? And I ventured another path. I began to drink alcohol. I was a fan of Star Lager beer. When it's 4 o'clock, my throat becomes dry. The only thing that quenches it is very cool bottle of Star. And then you will rush, you will take one. You won't stop, you will rush it down completely. Then you will now, the bulbs of your soul, you will now feel ventilation. I went to a club. While we were dancing in the club, suddenly light came out of the wall and said, the wages of sin is dead. He entered my spirit like vibration. Instantly, the music became noise. And now discover there is nothing like weakness or strength. What you call a weakness is a dimension of a demonic spirit. What you call strength is a dimension of a spirit in light. So you are weak because you are led by a demonic spirit. You are strong because you are led by the Holy Spirit. The music became noise. The appetite died. The drink became bitter. On Saturday, we spent the whole Saturday in the studio watching football. I went the next Saturday. I was watching Arsenal and I was dozing off. And now discovered I had migrated because the preceding word had come. It didn't come to say you are an apostle. It said the wages of sin is dead. The first summon to the deep is the voice of God. And the way to hear the voice of God is not necessarily to go for a crusade. Yes, you will hear the voice of God there. But the way to secure the voice of God is to become a waiter. Because the voice comes to those that wait. I will stand on my watch and wait to see what he will say to me. Most of us are too in a hurry. Even when you are reading the Bible, in 1 minute you have read the whole page. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's how you read your Bible. That's why you can't hear. You can't hear. Because when the voice of God pierces out of the logos, you can't pick the vibration. Many spirits are agitating you. So you need to rid yourself of those buttons. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. So who is a man? A man is a being that can pick the proceeding voice of God. A man is one created in the image and the likeness of God that has the capacity to pick the proceeding word of God. If you define man any other way, what you are doing is biology. And the results you have will be the result of biology. That's why if you touch a virus, you fall sick. That's why you catch flu. That's why you can host cancer. Because your definition of a man is biology definition. If you define man the way Jesus defined man, if you touch a virus, the virus will die. Others can be sick and catch flu. When you come there, don't touch them. Because if you touch them, they'll be healed. Jesus said to the man, he said, lay hands on the sick, they'll be healed. He didn't say the man should carry sickness. You don't have any chamber that can host a sickness. The reason why you comfortably host sickness, host sin, and host iniquity is because you are not the man that Jesus said. The one Jesus said what? He lives by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. The reason your business is failing while you are there is because you are not this man. The man Jesus spoke about, he said, Isaac sowed in a dry season, in a dry land, and in the same year, he reaped a 100-fold harvest. That man, anything he does, prospers. Others are permitted to fail, not this man. The reason is because this man carries life. So even if that thing was dying, if the man touched it, they will introduce the life in him into that thing. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the deep. And God said, light didn't come from heaven. The light came from within the darkness. Paul came and said, God that called light to shine out of darkness. So the thing may not be working until you touch it. When you touch it, you will put life in that thing. That thing will begin to work and it will work what you want it to work. The reason is because you come from Zion. This is not zeal. This is not just empty confession. The ability to secure the proceeding word of God. Those were the infrastructures that were put in us when we accepted Jesus. He said, my sheep heareth my voice and they follow. So if you are not hearing, something is wrong. And the way to correct what is wrong is to go back to the waiting place. That's when you will discover what is wrong. Because when you stay there for 3 days, you will now discover that you are a mast of many spirits. The first time I started practicing it, I locked myself in the room and then I walked to the kitchen. I will carry cup, I will put it on the fridge and go back to the parlor. And then I will carry my comb. I will bring the comb to the parlor. I was just trying to distract myself. Nothing. The whole room, I was looking for a way to be distracted because the economy that operated me was distraction. I did it for close to 7 days. That was when I realized how rusty I was. For 7 days, I couldn't steal my spirit. When I crossed over to the 14th day, if somebody is at the gate, I know who the person is. The phone I kept in another room, I know everybody who called and the time that they called. I sat down. I know what was happening to everybody. When I came out, I called my sister. I said, that person you are dating is not your husband. That relationship will break in 2 weeks. But there's somebody that will come to you. He will not have hair. And he's this, he's that. That's your husband. It is not word of knowledge. I enter the realm. And that realm, everything is open. My father's younger sister had not given birth. In that realm, when I saw her pregnant. And I called her, I said, is this person pregnant? They say, yes, so thank God, she's pregnant. She's 3 weeks pregnant. I said, okay. And I realized why everything I used to hear before was news. It is because I don't go where they were created. He said, Israel knew the acts of God. Moses knew the ways of God. When the cloud comes down, only Israel is spectating. Moses knew God will come. Because he will tell him, by this time tomorrow, I will descend upon the mountain of Sinai. So for Moses, it was not news. So Moses can come ahead and tell them, prepare yourself, for by this time, God will come to you. Why would that person wonder when an angel comes? He knew when the angel will come. Daniel dwelt there until something happened in the palace. They called Daniel from the cave where he was waiting. He didn't need to consult anybody. When he came, he said, mene, mene. They couldn't even read the writing. But where Daniel came from, the person who wrote that thing lived there. It's their language. That's their native language. He said, because God gave you a kingdom that was massive, you decided to worship the God of stone and iron. Therefore, is this hand come? He said, mene, mene. Take care of our sin. Even those who wrote the Bible can't interpret it. But where the hand came from is where Daniel dwells. And he said, this is what it means. I didn't only come to read it. I came to tell you what it means. He said, you have been weighed in the balances. What is the balance? If you don't go to heaven, you don't know what the balance is. How do they weigh men in Zion? That same place Daniel went to, Moses also went there. And in Deuteronomy, in Leviticus 27, Moses began to tell us how God weighs men. He said, a child between the age of 0 and 5, if he's a male, his worth is 10 shekels after the shekels of the sanctuary. If she's a female, she's 5 shekels after the order of the shekels of the sanctuary. If he's between the age of 10 and 60 and he's a man, he's worth 50 shekels. How do you know the value of men and you can compare it to natural things? David entered there until the warriors brought him water. When he looked at the water, he said, no, this is not water, this is blood. And where I come from, men don't drink blood. So he poured it as an oblation to the monarch of Zion. How did he know that water had become blood? That means something is not blood because it has white, red blood cells and platelets. Something is blood because spirits put weight on those things. And when he held that cup, the weight that he felt was not the weight of liquid of water. The weight he felt was the weight of blood in the economy of Zion. That means he participates in the court sessions of Zion. Because in that court, blood has a voice. He said, the blood of thy brother is crying to me from the ground. He knows the utterance of blood. So when he saw that water, the utterance of that water was the utterance of blood. He poured it as an oblation. Say, mene, mene. Take care, O Fasin. People were dying, and the king sent for Elijah. Even the king ran out of option. And when they sent to Elijah, I say, go and tell the king. It's not God talking. I'm the one talking. That by this time tomorrow, one mudu will be sold for 1 shekel. And the prime minister, who is an accountant and a business merchant, who does things by ethnic civilization, weighed it and said, even if God opened the window of heaven, He now say, okay, since you have decided to doubt a judge, you think we are equal because we are all Israelites. We are not equal. Since you doubt a judge, you will see it, you will not partake of it. The proceeding word. You don't know where that word can carry you. Ah! You will enter some places, and when you come back to earth, you become a god among men. He said, Moses, Moses, take off thy sandals, for where you stand there is a holy ground. And when Moses was going back in Exodus 7:1, he said, I have made you a god unto Pharaoh. Because of where that voice took him, he became a god. When Aaron came, he said, Aaron is your priest. He didn't say Aaron is the priest of God. He said, Aaron is your priest. You are a god. Because the proceeding word can take you somewhere. And if you come and say, hey, sir, you will become global. Even if it was not written in your schedule. Because the man said that you will become global. You are no longer permitted to even joke. A point came, they said, Babalola was joking. I told somebody, you are mad. Instantly, the person became mad. Because even your joke carry power. I don't want to preach power. I don't want to talk about power. I want to manifest power. But it's by the economy of the proceeding world. Where have you traveled to? You are here laboring with song, trying to, your voice is better than this person's voice, wasting your time. Meanwhile, when you enter beyond the veil, when that voice was downloaded into your spirit, it was designed that any time you sing, people should have encounter. While you are struggling with a good voice, you don't know that your voice will activate the movement of angels. When your voice was downloaded, it was written in the Chronicles of Heaven that when you sing, demons will flee. And you have been singing for 10 years, no deliverance have taken place. And then you are there, you are competing. You know what God put in men. There was nothing that could accommodate God. The only thing God created that could accommodate God was the heart of a man. He said in 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 27, he said, can the heaven contain God? He said, even the earth is his footstool. Can it contain him? He said, where then is the dwelling that you have made for me? He said, I prepared a body for you, a body. And when God came, he said, it pleased the Father that the fullness of the Godhead should dwell, tabernacle, in him. And then a carrier of Elohim is struggling. The reason is because you have not traveled from time. You have not entered where the Lord spoke and he altered your destiny. If you saw when your spirit was created, he said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Who was there when you were made? It was God. So when God was creating you, even him was afraid because of the possibilities that can come out of you. As he was talking and the voice were entering your spirit, he was downloading nation. Why some men are giving birth to male children are happy? Some people are betting nations. If you go to the spirit realm, Nigeria is the child of somebody. He said, Epaphras is one of you, laboring fervently for you in prayers that you may stand perfect. Colossus belongs to Epaphras. The Gentile as a race belongs to Paul. And we are here fighting over mundane things because we have not traveled. Follow that voice and you will see. He said, they that journey to the deep, they see the wonders of God. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I heard a voice. And Ezekiel said, when the voice came to me, he carried me to the valley of dry bones. And the bones were dry. And he said, mortal man, can these bones live? He said, thou knowest. And God told him, command the east wind. How can a man, do you know what it means to command the wind? That means you are changing the seasons. So a man can stand in rainy season and say, become dry season. Command the wind to come. And the wind filled the bones. These were places where men of old journeyed to. And Joshua fighting, he saw that night was coming. And he said, let the sun remain upon the mountains of Ajalon. Who speaks to the sun? Is the man that walks with the proceeding war.
Let the moon stand upon the valleys of Gibeon. And he said the sun did not make haste to go down. He altered the mobilization of the sun. And he said that day will never come again. The day that God hearkened the voice of a man. That means it's not only men that hearken to God. God also men. But it's a place in the spirit. I despise these people for they are a stiff neck. He said, no. Far be it from you. Who corrects God? Are you crazy? The reason you can do that is because the voice have taken you somewhere. He said, for there is a place by my side. And I will keep you by the cleft of the rock. And I will cover you with my hand. And all my goodness shall pass. All my goodness. The goodness of God is of endless generation. So Moses knows that he has entered the economy of the endless generations of God. And he said to God, if you will not forgive them, remove my name from the book of life. So men too can threaten God. You ancient Zion's king, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on. You reign, you reign, you reign.
You ancient Zion's king, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
You reign, you reign, you reign.
You reign, you ancient Zion's king.
Kadosh,
Kadosh, Kadosh,
Kadosh,
you are mighty on your throne.
You reign, you reign, you reign. We are here complaining about everything. The reason we complain is because we have lost our scepter in the spirit. How can Christians be complaining about the governor? We tell the governor what to do, because when we come here, it's called the presbytery. We don't meet here as believers. We meet with angels. We meet with Elohim. So we tell him what to do. He said the young prophet went to the king, and when he corrected the king stretched his hand, and the hand was paralyzed. Complain. Complaining about our business. Complaining about everything. You don't know who you are. And that's because you have not traveled. Sometimes when you travel in the spirit, then God tells you, this is your partner. And when you turn, the angel you will see, the head of the angel will be in the cloud. You will now realize every time you go for meeting, that's the angel that come with you. The reason you want to pray for the sick, you are afraid. You don't know who you came with. If you know the entourage that came you, you will quit a lot of things. You don't know the fate of this state can depend on three of you. Just three. But you have not risen. Because you have not gone there. If you go there and it tells, why was John so bold? He said, the one that sent me, the same said unto me. He knew who sent him. You can come and change the face of this nation. You can change the face of this state if you know who you are. Young man, you can change things. It's not for those who are 50 years old. The people you call fathers today, in 1979, Bishop David Oyedepo called for a 3 days dry fast for Nigeria. He's 66 years old now. 1979 is 32 years old. Remove 32 or 33 from 66. At 33, he was already taking responsibility for Nigeria back then. He didn't even know as much as we know now. You don't know who you are. You don't know. Sometimes when they tap you to wake up in the night to pray, and you are struggling with sleep, you didn't know that cherubims came there. Because what was about to happen was to determine the destiny of a nation. And by reason of ordination, you are part of that court session that should determine the destiny of a nation. And then you were sleeping. If you knew that that was a meeting with cherubims of glory, you know that you have no right to sleep, because to sleep at that time is a sin. Samuel said, "I will not sin against you by not praying for you." He knows what it means. You know who we are. And 500 of us gather and we can't create change. We need to first of all sit down and find out who we are, so we know where two or three are gathered can do. Because two or three can change a nation. I can't even start preaching the message. I told you yesterday, we can't talk deep things. It's hard. You can't scratch it. Meanwhile, I'm just talking about the preceding word. I've not entered prayer. I've not entered fasting. I've not entered giving. As spiritual infrastructures that bring you to the realm of the immortals. You know, it says God dwells in light and immortality dwells with it. It's a realm where corruption does not exist. There are vehicles that bring you there. And when you enter there, your life takes a different posture. I wanted to talk about the vehicles of trust. Then I talk about the postures of the spirit. So you know spiritual postures. You know what it means when you lift your hand, when you kneel down, when you stand, when you sit, and when you are walking. What does this thing mean in the spirit? So you will know that you walk on the state, you have changed some things, because your feet touch the state. That you do business and you move around the market, there are certain things that can't happen if you know who you are. Because walking is a posture. Sitting is a posture. Kneeling is a posture. I wanted to teach all of that, but we can't travel. It's a body. There are certain things that before you teach, we need a 7 days word conference. Forget impartation, forget manifestation. Let's sit down and enter the scripture so that the scales will fall off people's eyes. If the scales fall off your eyes, you'll be shocked. You will sit down like this, an angel will accost you. The same way Abraham sat down and he saw three men walking. He knew who they were. You reign, you ancient Zion's King.
Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
You reign, you reign, you reign.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
You reign, you reign, you reign. When a man journeys to that realm, let me leave the vehicles of transport. Go and study prayer, study fasting, study giving, and see how it affects your mobility in the spirit. But if by all means you enter there, there's a posture your life will naturally sustain. The first posture in the spirit is to prostrate. And the posture of prostrating is the posture of the most ranking men in Zion. Because rank in the spirit is a function of height. And you go to that height. See, we can't teach certain things. If you go to that height in the spirit, you will naturally forget yourself. Because you will be so full of God that you will lose self-consciousness. That's why only the 24 elders prostrate in heaven. If you see a man who is full of himself, he has not traveled far. When you go high, the only way to be is to lie down. And lying down is not a physical act. It's a state of the heart. That's when nothing moves you anymore. You know why? Because anything you talk becomes a law. So God will break you, until there is no bone in you anymore. You become his puppet.
If you come to a place, God doesn't need to come. Because that you came, He came. Postures. The posture of lifting up your hands is a posture of surrender and adoration. You come to a point where the only thing that catches your attention is God. That's when you no longer have a price. Nothing can buy you. Only God wins your admiration. And you are totally surrendered. You have become a living sacrifice. These things are not taught, they are experienced. When you travel, you will see.
Because the angel that teaches me has come here. Please pay attention. We don't learn because we read so much. We learn because we are carried to places. I told you already that there's a mountain where the table of wisdom dwells. And there are beings that are watchers over the tablets of witness. The tablets of the testimony. If they don't open it to you, you can never understand. My teaching is over. Now you will learn as a body of spirit. The angel that carries me has come. And what he will do now is that he will impart knowledge as a body of spirit.
Ah, You ancient Zion kings, God of fathers, you are mighty on your throne.
You reign, you reign, you reign.
You reign, you ancient Zion kings, God of fathers, you are mighty on your throne.
You reign, you reign, you reign.
The Bible said in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 13, it said, be still all flesh, for the God of glory is about to ascend from his tabernacle. That God locked in your inside is about to ascend. Can you go ahead and speak in tongues before I give the command? Be still all flesh, the Lord of glory is about to ascend from his tabernacle. He said, to whom belongeth redness of eyes, they that tarry long in the world will be not drunk in wine wherein the presence, but be filled with the Spirit.
Just the keyboard.
Lift your hands toward heaven. Some of you will be moved in the spirit. Some of you will be migrated. Especially most of the pastors. It's enough to teach what you read. It's time to bring a witness to a generation. And so the angels of the Lord come to bring you wisdom, to carry you to the places where the oracles of God are kept. Like the wise man of Shiloh, you will receive the scepter of knowledge and power. Rebana Kabak. Zaya, Zaya, Zaya. Rebiana Fakaita Peradiano Savaya. Rekatila Sharanda Kima Sakira. Marianda Tabas. Bada. Bada Sayale. Maria Kona Tabas. Voice of God is upon many waters. The voice of God is full of majesty. It divided the flames of fire. It causes the hinds to come. Eliando Velatina. Marene Sevaile Parina. Regina Tabai Tada. Tada, Tada, Tada. In Jesus' name, I just received an instruction. If you can stop praying, stop now. Let's be quiet. But be sensitive. It's a gentle breeze. Be sensitive. Just play the keyboard for me. That angel will begin to anoint men to see. You will come into the dwelling of light. You will come into the place of wisdom, the depths of understanding. Father, everyone that you are bringing into that realm, please don't destruct it. Sir. Yakatakira back. The baptism of light. Listen. Listen. Three of you here that is being handed a pen. You are becoming a scribe in the spirit. And ordinary wisdom will come upon you to begin to write. And it will bring men into understanding of truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, the scribes among us that you are anointing, pick them out now by your spirit. Holy Ghost, touch them. Ushers, help them. Enter into dimensions of superlative wisdom. I release that impartation. Holy Ghost, find them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are seven of you that God wants to anoint. people are prophets. Listen. These people are prophets. But what the Lord is doing is that He is dragging them from among the people, taking them far and anointing them. So I know you are a prophet, but you are distracted, and the ability to separate has not been there. It's coming on you now with the ability of separation and the anointing to see will come upon you. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus, the very seven of them that is receiving that ordination, I release that impartation. Holy Ghost, touch them. Touch them. Touch them.
Alleluia.
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 Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. In the spirit, and I see a fair young man walking into water, and the water was at the ankle, and he went deeper, it was at the knee, went deeper, it was at the waist, and he went deeper until he was submerged. And the Lord says he is anointing this person with the ability to work the miraculous, because this person has been praying, fasting, trusting God to enter into that dimension. And the Lord has told you that next year is the miraculous. As I speak now, I release that impartation that the hand of God, the right hand of power, may come upon you for that particular ordination. Name of the Lord Jesus. You guys want something?
Activation
by the Holy Ghost.
Never remember the same. I want to cross sickness and affliction now. If you have any ailments, be it deafness, blindness, pains, growth, whatever, put your hands there. They are about to run away. Just like that. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Over my health, oh Yahweh. Only you be praised. 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 In the name of Jesus, let's be quiet for a second. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hand over your people and I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. I curse spirits and I charge them in the name of Jesus Christ out of their bodies. I command the chains of sickness to break, deafening spirits, blinding devils, demons of pain and arthritis, demons causing irregular growths like cancer. I command you out in the name of Jesus. And I release the life of God. I release the healing power of God. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Eyes begin to see. Ears begin to hear. Growths vanish in the name of Jesus. Pains, I command you, go in the name of Jesus. I command organ infections, be healed. I command blood, be cleansed in the name of Jesus. I command liver, be healed. Kidney, be healed in the name of Jesus. I command bile, die in the name of Jesus. Be quiet for a minute and allow the angels of God to minister. Who is a good praise leader here? Who is a good praise leader? We want to thank God because a lot of people have been healed already. I know it like the back of my hand. A lot of people have been healed. Quickly. If you were trusting God for healing, just dance. You will be shocked in the moment.
I've never seen anyone like you. 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 I've never seen anyone. There is no one like you, Savior. I've never seen anyone. Come on. I've never seen anyone. Oh, Abba, Abba. You are Abba, Abba, way. Call him 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 Abba, Abba, way. Shaking the glory. He ain't ever ready. I am that I am. I've never seen anyone like you. Oh, I will lift up his name. Somebody scream. Somebody say Baba. Yeah. All right. Jehovah Nissi. Let's do it again. Come on, somebody. Jehovah Rai. Hey. Come on. Jehovah Rai. You are lifted up. I'm all right. Hey, you are lifted up. Lifted. You are lifted. I say, I am lifted up. Hey, I am lifted up. Hey, I am lifted up. Oh, I am lifted up. Our God is a good God, yeah. He lifts me up. I feel like dancing.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not a healing meeting, but God heals at all times. He is always willing. Check your body. If you have noticed a change, wave at me. Look at that. Wait. I didn't say praise God. I said check your body. If you have noticed a healing, a change, wave at me.
You are God. You are not just ego. You are not just Lato. You are the great God. You are God.
You are not just Pino. Oh, you are not just Lato. Oh, you are a great God.
See, when we
When we sing and dancing, we are not just gyrating for fun. This thing is also a vehicle of transport. And when you enter the realm of God, sickness don't exist. So even if God doesn't heal you, you will be healed. The energy level of that realm necessitates healing. Those of you in front, go back. Those of you, listen. I want you to give glory to God. Those of you that have noticed a healing change, run to the front. The devil, see, imagine what would now happen if it was a healing meeting where we thought on healing, minister to the sick.
You are God. You are not just a God. You are not just that. You are a great God.
You are God.
You are God. You are not just a God. You are not just that. You are the great God. You are big, 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 big. You are large, 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 large. You are great, 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 great. You are a great God.
Give the Lord a picture of praise. In Jesus' name. Wait. I said those of you who were in front, go back. Only those who are healed will come to the front. Those who are healed, thank you. God bless you. Go to your seat. But if you have a healing, come closer.
Tambira Jehovah, Tambira Jehovah, Tambira Jehovah, Tambira Jehovah,
Tambira Jehovah,
Tambira Jehovah,
Tambira Jehovah,
Tambira Jehovah, Tambira Jehovah,
Tambira
Jehovah,
Tambira
Jehovah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Those of you in front that came for healing, wave, let me see. All these people. And you are just looking like that. Obviously, we can't take all the testimonies. If you had a healing that had to do with your eye, let me see. It has to do with your eye. Come. For I know God heals people with eye infection. It had to do with your eye. Mama, what happened?
This is my right hand. This is my right eye. Even yesterday as I was driving to this place, I was finding it very difficult, but I didn't want to tell my daughter. Since morning, I've been finding it difficult to see with this eye, even with my eyeglasses. And I was been believing God for the healing of this time since I entered to the service this morning. And out of the truth, that film, that's something that looks like film that covered my eyes. I can see clearly with this eye.
For how long has that been?
It's been over 5 years.
Over 5 years. Film covering the eyes. Left. Just that. Who did this?
Jesus!
What happened?
Hallelujah. It's at this my left eye. I always feel pain there. It's been up to a year now. It has stopped.
What happened?
My eyes always scratch me and I can't look to the sky. But now everything is clear.
If you had a healing that has to do with your ear, let me see your hand. Something that has to do with your ear. Come. Who has something that has to do with pains? Maybe your bones. Come, two of you come. We can't take all. What happened to your ear?
Praise the Lord. Since 3 years now, if my parents are calling me, I will be in the room. But I can't hear them well, even when I'm here. I can't hear so well. Yes, both of them.
Both ears.
Yes, yes.
So
but now I can hear very well.
What happened?
Praise the Lord. As I am, each time I wake up in the morning, once I wake up, or I sit, if I sit down for almost 10, 20, 15 minutes, believe me, I cannot just stand up and start walking freely. I will struggle. This my leg here. I will struggle to walk. But I want to thank this big God, this great God. Since I set my feet here, I don't even know whether I have any pain. No pain again. Nothing. I can walk freely. So I say, God, thank you for what you have done for me.
Amen.
What happened, brother?
This is my left knee. While I was playing football, I sustained footballer's injury on this knee. I could barely squat. But you can see me now. I'm squatting.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
I sustained an injury when playing a match here. But now, I can't do this leg before. I can't do like this before. But now I can do it.
Yes, sir. What happened, sister?
Amen. I always have these pains in my right leg. But now I can't feel it. And I also believe my mom has been having an issue. Someone gave my sister money for many years. My mom took the money. She used it to buy matches. She does feel pain every time. And she can't really walk. Like she feels pain. But I believe God has. And I have received my healing. I have that trust. I can feel it. I just want to say thank you to God.
What happened, sister?
Ushers, please help her.
I was feeling some pains here. So I cannot move my head. I cannot do anything.
You couldn't move your head because of pain?
Yes, from here to here.
But
so
now, what happened?
I can't.
It's gone.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow. What happened?
Praise God. I still have this short breathing. Like, I don't really stay in a crowded place like this. When I'm in a crowded place, it seems as if I want to die. So yesterday night, although someone invited me here, so I came yesterday night during your ministration. So I now noticed that I was able to stay in a crowded place without air, and I'm still strong. I don't feel like dying again.
So how long have you had this?
It's up to 2 years now.
She struggles with breath. Now, we didn't even pray last night, but what was happening handled her case. And then you have a challenge. And you have lived with it for long. In your morning devotion, the challenge can go. If you know how to enter. We can't take all the testimonies. Okay, let me pick 2 people at random. Mama, come. Bro, come. Sister, come. 3, go. Hey, help mama. Help mama. What happened to you? What happened, sister?
Praise the Lord. Since yesterday morning, I've been having a severe headache. Since yesterday, I met the people that are giving drugs here in the morning and in the night. And even till today, till when you were ministering, I was still having the pains. But when you said we should hold our hands where we are feeling pain, I held my head. And now I can't feel that pain anymore. Like, I'm fine. I'm okay now.
Shout glory!
Yay!
We thank God for all your healings. And we decree that it's permanent. In Jesus' name. Mama, what happened?
Hallelujah. For over 5 years, I've had hypertension. And each time my BP rises, I'll have left. I've been believing God for healing. This morning when I checked, my BP said it was high normal. I said that's the lie of the devil. But after the prayer, I feel the sensation a little longer. I'm okay now.
Give the Lord a shout!
Yay!
Now, this is not a healing service. We didn't teach on healing. We didn't even have the intention of praying for the sick. And God did this. Imagine what will happen in tomorrow's session when you are dealing with the supernatural. And God's servant, Pastor Jerry Eze, is around. teaching on the supernatural, ministering on healing. Somebody praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much. Go back to your seat.
For me.